is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. It was a rough day at the friendly confines for the Minnesota Twins yesterday. The Cubs whipped them at Wrigley Field 10-1, scoring early and often against Minnesota starter Zebby Matthews. Manager Derek Shelton says the Cubs were tough all day in the batter's box.
It's what they do. I mean, they foul pitches off. They extended his bats. They extended his pitch count. I mean, I think you have to give them credit. They worked really good at bats today.
Shelton says Matthews couldn't put away those good Cubs hitters.
You know, if you go back and look at it, I think 21 of 22, I had the count, so I had 1-1. We just didn't finish anybody. 0-2 hits, 1-2 hit. You know, he had the two walks, but overall just left balls in the middle of the plate with two strikes.
Royce Lewis drove home the lone Minnesota run for Minnesota, which lost the final two games of the three-game series in the Windy City. The Twins now look ahead to start an important four-game series tonight at Cleveland to take on the Guardians. The Triple-A Saints took a no-hitter into the seventh inning and went on to beat Louisville and St. Paul yesterday 5-1. That completes a four-game weekend sweep. The Minnesota Lynx are on the road tonight. They visit Seattle. The Lynx have won five straight games. Kayla McBride scored 24 points in Saturday's home victory over Portland. Her point guard is Olivia Miles. She says of McBride,
she's gotten so good at like reading where I'm at and finding her windows through that. And I feel like we've connected on a lot of pretty cool passes and whatnot. But when you see your teammate succeed like that and see her having the run that she's having, it's special, and you want to be a part of it, and you want to add to it, and she gives me confidence as well.
Tonight's game tips at 9 o'clock. The Gopher men's hockey team has been working out this summer under new head coach Brett Larson. Star player Brody Ziemer says,
I'm super excited. The staff has been unbelievable. They're so excited to get started and build something here, and so is everybody else, so it's been good so far.
To hear my entire interview with Brody Ziemer, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.